It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Alicia Sandoval. She is the chair of the Friends of the CJC. And of course, it's, you know, I know that it's been warm lately, but it is never too soon to start talking about Christmas time and the weather getting cooler. And that means it's going to be Christmas tree regalia time very soon, starting on November 10th. It will be downtown once again. We'll be talking about, you know, what all the money goes to, how the bidding process is going to work this year, and what to do if you or your family or your company wants to put a tree in to the regalia this year. Alicia, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about this. You've been downtown for a few years now.
We have since COVID started.
And it seems to be doing fairly well. It brings people down to the downtown area, and businesses are kind of embracing it a little. So let's talk about the Christmas tree regalia itself. And, you know, as you were saying to me before we came on the air, this is like the main fundraiser that you guys do.
This
for
is,
the Family Support and Children's Justice Center.
Yeah, this is our main fundraiser that we do have for the Children's Justice Center. We start with Christmas tree regalia. The money goes back toward the center to help support the kids, victims, people coming through with their families. And the regalia is what we focus on, brings the most money so that we can help them in the end.
And we were talking before you came on the air. Last year, you said you had something like 53 Christmas trees.
I want to say we had just a little over 50. So yeah, probably like 53 Christmas trees last year that we had in the stores downtown. And they're beautiful. And it was so nice to see all of the people coming through to see the Christmas trees, bidding process, things like that. So it's always a good thing.
But I was just going to say to let people know that it's never not too early. You said you've already got 35 trees signed up this year.
Correct. We currently have about 35 trees so far this year. So it's going to be good. And that's always a good sign. I mean, I know we're September. Nobody wants to think about Christmas quite yet. But it is going to be for a good reason.
And the great thing about it, as I alluded to at the beginning there, is, you know, a lot of people just think, oh, businesses and civic groups and things can do that. No, families, individuals can do this.
Yeah, individual families, friends, you have a group of, you know, friends that you want to get together and do a Christmas tree that you've been thinking about. I mean, this is the time to put together some of those ideas that you have and put them out for people.
And it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people in our area have talent when it comes to things like this. And it's such a great way to be able to give back to the community.
It is a great way to give back to the community. And it's an easy way to help out, display something, and get back.
All right, so this is all going to go down. You've got to have your tree decorated and ready to go by November 10th, right? That's the kickoff date?
That is our kickoff date. So right now we're asking from November 3rd to November 7th to decorate your trees, just so that way we can take photos, have them prepared for the app, and then trees will go live on November 10th.
And once again, this will be all in downtown Price. The Christmas store will be back again this year, and this year it's a different location.
So this year, the Christmas shop will be at the old Sears building, and it will be open Thursday through Saturdays, 12 to 8, starting November 10th.
And as you were saying, it'll be open November 10th as well. Now, if someone wants to do a tree or put a tree together or anything like that, what are some of the steps that they need to take to let you guys know, hey, I'm going to do this?
So we do have our Facebook page, which is also linked to Instagram, but it's CJC Christmas Tree Regalia. You can find the registration and anything you need there. And then also you can email, it's friendsofcjc@gmail.com. If you're interested, we can email you back anything that you need there. So send questions, either Facebook or email. That would be great.
All right. So once again, this starts on the 10th. How long is it going to go until?
December 3rd will be the last day for bidding and the last day for the shop.
All right. And let's talk for a moment about the bidding, because it's changed over the last maybe 5 years, 6 years, something like that.
Bidding has changed. So when it was out at the event center, we were having bid sheets where you had to come in to the building and having to write down your bid and checking it and things like that. We've made it easier where we use an app that you can see the trees, see numerous photos. You can put in a bid and you can see the current live bids on where the highest is. So that way you always know where you're coming in at if you're wanting to win a tree.
Okay, and that app, will there be a link on the Facebook page for the app once it's up and live?
Yeah, once we have the app up and going, there will be links on the Facebook page, so that way you can get into the application.
All right, so once again, we can talk about it. It's okay. It's going to come up on November 10th. It is the Christmas Tree Regalia. Be back downtown Price once again. All kinds of great fun things. I know that Price City is really starting to get behind this. I believe that the youth group is putting together a kickoff for November 10th.
So kickoff will actually happen on November 17th this year, just because they're still wanting to make sure they celebrate Veterans Day, which is a great cause as well. So we're going to kind of push that opening ceremony to November 17th.
But just get ready to get down there and have some fun. The weather will be cooler. I promise. It's coming. It is coming, but this is such a great way to get into the holiday spirit and get out and do something for your community, not only by, you know, building a tree, putting a tree in, or bidding on a tree. I mean, and I know there are people that actually will put trees in and then bid on their own trees.
Absolutely. I love it. Like, bid war, like, let's go get it.
Got to get it back now, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Alicia, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking to us. We really appreciate it. This is a great cause and a great event that's coming up in the not too distant future.
Not too distant future. And we hope that everyone wants to participate. Come downtown. It'll be a great cause.
All right. That's once again, Alicia Sandoval, chair of the Friends of the CJC, talking about the Christmas Tree Regalia that's coming up starting November 10th. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.